What's up, guys? It's James here from TechHelp 202, and today I'm going to be showing you how to make an abstract wallpaper like the one you see here in GIMP. Originally, I was going to do a few tutorials with GIMP, and the rest were all going to be in Photoshop, but my graphics card doesn't support Photoshop for some reason, so it's really glitchy. I can still do projects on it, but it's really hard to follow because of how glitchy it is. So until I finish my new computer, I'm going to have to be doing GIMP tutorials, and once I start getting my new computer all finished, I'll get on the Photoshop tutorials. So first let's get started. I'm gonna go ahead and open up GIMP. And if you guys are having trouble finding a download for GIMP, I'll put a link in the description for it. Alright, so now what we're gonna do is we're gonna go File, New, and you're gonna pick your screen resolution. If you don't know how to get it, you can just right-click, personalize. In Windows 7, it's just right-click screen resolution. But on Vista, it's display settings, and then your screen resolution is right here. Mine's 1440 by 900. So, 1440 by 900. And there we have it. So next, it's really easy to do this. First, we're going to grab our bucket tool, and we're going to fill it in black. Then we're going to go into our gradient tool, and we're going to change the gradient color to full saturation, either one is fine. Then we're going to come to filters, render, nature, flame. Then you're going to get a bunch of cool designs when you go through it. Just leave all these default. Come to the camera and zoom in just a bit so you can really get the full effect from it. And then come to edit. And then there are going to be a whole bunch of different ones. You can increase the speed for a different style. And you can change it from same to like power or to heart. And there's linear ones, hyperbolic, bubble. I think one of the coolest looking ones is popcorn right here. That's a pretty cool looking one. They got randomly changed too. So I'm probably just going to go ahead and use a random. No, let's get a nice one. Waves. Alright. We'll use this one right here. Alright. There we have it. I'm going to zoom in a little more on it. And, like I said, leave that at default. Hit OK. And it'll start rendering it. And it's going to take a while depending on how big you're making the canvas. Like mine, it's pretty big. It's 1440 by 900. Again, that's my screen resolution. It's as high as my screen resolution will go for right now. So it's going to take a little while for it. And I'm working on getting everything up. For those who are waiting for my Dreamweaver tutorials, I'm working on it right now. I am actually want to get my site up first, and then I'll get working on the Dreamweaver tutorial. Alright, there we go. We now have our pretty cool looking fractal, that's what it is. It's a fractal abstract art, so we can just go ahead and save that. Alright, save it in here. And I'll save it as a JPEG. High quality, save it. Alright, go ahead and close GIMP. Computer. Oops. I keep messing up. Here it is, GIMP images. And the newest one's right here. Right click it, set it as desktop background. And there we go, that's a quick GIMP tutorial for fractal abstract wallpaper. Thanks for watching this quick tutorial. Remember to rate, comment, and subscribe.